The TACCAST podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TACCASTpodcast.com.
Click on our Amazon affiliate link
on our website
before you shop there.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the TACCAST podcast.
Wait.
This is a podcast where we talk about stuff. By we, I mean Terry and Gatch.
Hey,
this is a podcast called the TACCAST Podcast, and we're in cahoots with Old Scratch. We've got some segments that we'd like to do for you, like what's in Hans' CD player, celebrity birthdays, and some deaths too. Sometimes friends' birthdays to be fair.
That's cool.
Some days we have guests and some days we don't. This week we might have one, maybe next week we won't. But one thing for certain, TNG will be here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday of the year. This is our podcast called the TACCAST Podcast. A new episode is here at last.
Hello, everybody. That reminds me of a dinosaur note. Welcome to the TACCAST Podcast. Today, we will be giving you the brutal truth for at least 60 minutes. Talking real shit. And I don't even know what I'm talking about. My name is Terry Guile. This is the TACCAST Podcast.
Episode 418.
Oh shit, we should have played Orange Frampton.
Only 2 minutes till episode 420.
This is going to be a short episode. Yes, and remember, across the table is my co-host. He's
Gachalapa Gold.
He's gold today. Gachalapa Golden.
Gachalapa Golem.
Oh, my pretty.
One something to rule them all. Was that, was in the porno, was it a one cock ring to rule them all?
Probably. Lord of the Cock Rings.
Yeah.
It's Friday!
That kind of fits in with the only story I have for today, is kind of the internet porn.
Cock ring stories?
Revenge porn. Not really much the government can do about it.
Whoa, why is it revenge porn?
Well, like just people posting up pictures and stuff of their ex-girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Myexgirlfriend.com.
Yeah, they said in the article that it... sleazebag ex-boyfriends. What, girls don't do revenge shit too?
Yeah.
Come on.
I keyed your car.
Yeah. I know.
I pissed in your fucking tequila.
I sent everybody that picture of your dick that you sent me.
Yeah, when it was super small because it was little.
Yeah, when it was in the water.
Yeah. I was in the pool.
I was in the tub.
Shrinkage! I didn't know that was a thing, revenge porn.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, ex-girlfriend sites and stuff like that. You can go and post your videos of... Who knows whether that really is, though, right? You know? I mean, you could post anything and go, oh, look, it's my ex-girlfriend. You probably don't even know either one of them.
That's right. You never know what you're going to get on the internet.
You never do.
Unless you're listening to the TACCAST Podcast, then you know you're getting...
good times.
And a bunch of bullshit at the same time.
Wow.
And the brutal truth. We're listening to some brutal truth from nearly 20 years ago. I can't believe that this shit came out... 19 years ago.
Wow.
Need to Control is the album. Check it out.
And it's 20 years later, they come out with an 8-track.
I know. That's called Full Circle.
That is.
And that album's called End Time. Check out Brutal Truth if you not know who they are. If you not know how to speak, you be like me.
I heard their next album's going to be on clay pots. You know, those old Egyptian clay pots that you can play.
Yeah, you have to have a special player with a big...
Yeah.
Horn on the side, of Egyptian horn looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So as I've shown great examples so far on the podcast about my inability to speak properly, we'll be talking about the long-term effects of marijuana later in the show.
Oh, yeah?
as brought to you by some propaganda people, I'm sure.
If we remember right.
What were we talking about?
It's brutal, dude.
Oh, man. What was brutal was how delicious and hot that pizza was, man.
Oh, pizza now.
If you're looking for trouble.
Don't call pizza now.
Yeah. You know, they should add on to their building and have just a little place to nap.
Yes, I feel like taking a nap now.
I know.
It's what we call at my house, we call it food buzz.
Yep.
Or carba, yeah. Like you eat and you get a little nappy.
Yeah, where the last thing you kind of, I mean, you do want to lay down, but you know if you lay down, you're done for a few hours.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Yeah, and sometimes naps are less or more counterproductive than productive for me.
Yeah.
Because they just make me more sleepy.
Mm-hmm. I can't take a power nap. If I fall asleep, it's a two-hour gig at least.
Minimum, right?
Yeah. Mm. You know, but my cycles of sleep are so weird that, you know, I mean, I could sleep for 2 hours, be up for six.
Right.
Sleep for eight, be up for two. Sleep for four, be up for 36.
So there's not really any rhyme or
reason. I think
reason.
I did that yesterday, and then I didn't even really faze me. Huh. It was like evening. I'd been up for about 28 hours. It was just another hour.
28 hours?
I think so.
Wow.
But I don't know how much I slept before that or if I slept a couple hours in the middle there. Hmm. I don't know. I didn't have much going on that day, obviously.
Yeah.
Still been cutting away and packing cards and getting ready for that, all that shit hot.
How's that going anyway?
It's going all right. I've made some sales of some bacon bracelets.
Sweet.
Yeah. I took them down to the local store, though. They said they're too small to sell them. They're too small-time store.
I thought you meant the bracelets were too small.
I was like, what? Maybe she was a vegetarian. It was one of those Asian-owned stores. She's like, man, we're too small. I was like, all right, yeah. They wouldn't go right next to those pipes.
How do you want to get bigger?
Yeah.
How do you expect to get bigger?
Well, they can't take very many more in that parking lot.
No.
The parking lot is weird. Yeah. I was just like, it's a house,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, basically it is a house.
You know, and they just tore off that little front yard section that you have, poured some concrete, and made a big old clusterfuck.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so, yeah, I got this thing in my email. It's basically junk mail, but it didn't go to my junk mail. It's a booklet that you can download for free. It's called 10 Things That Parents May Not Know About Marijuana.
Well, who's sending mail to your junk?
It's not, well, it didn't go to my junk. That's the thing. I wish it would have. Mm-hmm. But it's a little booklet, and it's brought to you by Narcanon.
Mm-hmm.
Drug prevention and rehabilitation. Look at that lady. She's like, what the fuck's up with that?
She is. Is she holding the bong?
No, the bong's behind her. There's an ID.
It's just a floating bong.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
So what were you talking about marijuana being a gateway drug?
No, marijuana is a gateway drug. No, well, somebody posted that on my wall.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Underneath this thing.
It may be confusing to you when you see or hear about so many people smoking marijuana and read news about marijuana laws being changed, and your children are being exposed to a steady stream of pro-marijuana influences in movies and on television.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, where's Paul Harvey when you need him? Who? What about the rest of the story? And now you know the rest of the story. You may be able to tell...
Yeah. Is that what they went into?
No, it does say, what about the rest of the story? I am adding in some comic gold here. You may be the only person able to tell your children how dangerous marijuana abuse can be just by telling them not to use marijuana is not enough. You need the facts so you can tell your children the truth. See, I told you, brutal truth episode. This will help you keep your children safe from marijuana abuse and addiction. So then, here are 10 vital things that you must know about marijuana. Marijuana is a starter drug. For many people, marijuana is the first drug they use. Then they abuse it.
I'm going to disagree. I think, it's classified only if you're speaking of a drug as just a defined term that something that the government has on a schedule.
Right.
You know, that's what they're using as the definition of drug there.
Mm-hmm. And before we go any further, yeah, don't mention Ritalin.
Yeah, they're not using
drugs.
Prescription drugs. They're not talking about, you know, the difference between man-made. They're not talking about, like, the caffeine and that alcohol and things that are on the same level.
Right.
But, you know, legal, it's government propaganda right there.
And just to clear things up, in case I did forget, because I know I did, this following segment does not reflect the... whatever you call it. Yeah. Of the,
well, I'm
going to
blow down these arguments.
It doesn't reflect the opinions of the TagCast podcast.
I'm going to blow down these opinions.
Now, it says cannabis use almost always precedes the use of other drugs like cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and other prescription opiates.
You know why that is?
No.
It's because it's the first drug you usually try, and then a lot of people go on from there.
Right.
But they were going to go there anyway. And a lot of people that stick with the marijuana.
Yeah. So is Ritalin a gateway drug?
Yes. Yeah.
Adderall?
You know what the ultimate gateway drug is?
Cookies.
Is your vaccinations.
I thought you were saying your vagina.
Your vaccinations is the gateway drug.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing you do. And then, you know, it leads to sugar and it leads to
caffeine. Dude, I've been hooked on
caffeine.
I've been hooked on the polio vaccine for years.
Yeah, man. And you're just trying to catch that high. That's the only reason why you smoke weed.
A recent Yale University study found that both young women and men who used marijuana were far more likely to follow this abuse of prescription drugs. Young men had a risk 250% higher than women. All right, here's something you might not know, parents. Marijuana is way more potent than before.
Yeah, that's
true. The average potency of marijuana goes up year after year. The strongest intoxicating chemical in marijuana is THC, or tetrahydrocannabinol. There are hundreds of other toxins in marijuana. Not true. I don't believe so. No. Between 86 and 2009, the average potency of marijuana increased from 3% THC to almost 10%.
Well, it is true that it has become more potent.
Yes.
You know, I mean, people cultivating, they learn techniques and they, you know, science and farming. You know, it's the same thing as corn. And it's, you know.
Corn?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah.
Just like cake and meatloaf.
Well, like bananas were not originally yellow. I mean, over time, they've cultivated it and breeded it, and now it's a
super banana.
It's a super banana, you know, and it's the same thing.
Packed full of calcium and potassium.
Yeah, and so, you know, it is more potent, and you could say that there's a correlation between people who smoke pot that do more drugs later on, but that's not the reason. The reason is because they want to do harder drugs. It isn't because they smoke marijuana.
Just like this right here. As potency goes up, adverse effects like anxiety, depression, psychosis, violent vomiting, and addiction also increase. What?
When was the last time you violently vomited?
Never. And I smoke about 800 bong hits a day. Now, this says that marijuana-related visits to the emergency rooms have risen from 16,000 in 1991 to more than 461,000 in 2010. Well, duh, that's 20 years later. How many more people are on this globe?
And how many of those are by adults? Or just like a 12-year-old kid who's freaking out that probably shouldn't be, you know?
Yeah. Now, the next thing, also debatable, it says that marijuana lowers the ability to learn and succeed.
Nope.
It says it lowers the abilities a person's needs for learning. Unfortunately, the age groups that are most likely to abuse marijuana are in their teens or early 20s, the years when a person's most important education will occur.
People can abuse it at any time in their life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just because it's popular in schools. I mean, there's not... kids rebel.
This says that the National Survey on Drug Use has reported that youth whose grades in school average D or below were more than four times as likely to have used marijuana in the past year than youth with good grades. Isn't that fucking propaganda bullshit right there?
Well, the thing is, yeah, I could take a kid and go, hey, did you smoke weed once 8 months ago? That's not going to have any pertainable noticeable difference on him taking a test right now.
Research also indicates that heavy use of marijuana at a young age, case in point myself, may result in a permanent reduction in IQ. This research also confirmed problems with attention and memory, even ruling out different educational backgrounds or uses of different drugs when coming into these conclusions. That's bullshit.
Well, you know what I'm going to conclude then?
I'm not super smart, but I'm not the dumbest.
I'm going to say then, if that's true, then if you never smoked weed, if we, me and you would have never smoked weed, we would have been the smartest people in the world.
That's right.
We would have been,
I guess.
You would have been Kyle Stein. And I would have been Gatchstein.
Gatchalopagolagus.
Gatchalopagolstein.
Now, I'm skipping number four because it's obvious. THC stays in the body and it stores in your fat cells. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
big
that's
deal.
True.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Marijuana, number five. Marijuana is addictive. Despite what you may hear, marijuana is addictive. About one marijuana user out of nine will become addicted. One out of nine. That's stereo. And that's pretty good. But when a person begins abusing this drug in their teenage years, he has a 1 in 6 chance of becoming dependent on the drug.
1 in 6. Meh.
4 out of 5 dentists prefer...
How many times? Yeah. Yeah, just as many dentists prefer Crest over Aquafresh, the 1 out of 6, you know? I mean, are you not going to go to that guy? No, he's still got his license. He didn't take it away.
Now, what does it mean to be dependent on marijuana? It means that you have developed a tolerance to the drug, so you need to consume a larger amount to get the same effect. It also means that you feel compelled to abuse the drug despite the harm you see happening in your life, and that you will suffer cravings, withdrawal symptoms if you try to quit. Now, I talked to my son, John, the other day, who has expressed a little interest about maybe coming on the show here sometime in the near future.
Yeah.
And he said that his aunt and some of his other family members have become addicted and dependent on synthetic marijuana available in head shops. It's this potpourri stuff.
Synthetic, so like the indikind or...
exactly. They sell
kind of stuff you used to see in high time. I don't know. I haven't checked
They sell it at the head shops now, and it's made from... it's basically... He said that they buy it for like $300 a pound, and they sell it for $10 a gram.
Holy shit.
And that they've expanded their business area by two since they've started selling this. And that his aunt got so addicted and dependent on it that she would drive all the way from Lebanon to Albany just to buy $10 worth so she could get that monkey off of her back. And he said that he took two bong hits the first time and he felt like he was frying on acid and he thought he was going to die. But then if you get used to it, it's not so bad. But it he said it smells really good and it tastes kind of harsh, but so...
Huh.
And now this says withdrawal symptoms from real marijuana include irritability. Who's not always irritated anyway? Insomnia, can't sleep, anxiety, nightmares, anger, fluctuating emotions, headaches, depression, and loss of appetite.
But I'm going to say that... You could give me a list. Give me some things that it helps.
Funny you should ask, because this next number six says marijuana does not cure anything.
No. You tell me from your knowledge. Though.
What?
Tell me from your knowledge a few things that it helps.
It helps glaucoma. Uh-huh. It helps cancer patients with their appetite so they can eat, and it takes away nausea.
All right, right there. You've already listed more things than most of the commercials for prescription pills shows helps, and you listed less side effects.
It slows down and calms down epileptic fits for people who have epilepsy. Case in point, rest in peace, Brady, who
but I could,
is not
I could
with
take
us,
a pill like for toenail fungus that I see on TV.
May cause anal seepage.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and it causes anal seepage, and it causes headaches, and may cause heart problems, and may cause...
Car heart problems, and it also may cause suicidal thoughts and depression.
Yeah.
My dad freaked out. They tried to get him to take Cymbalta for something.
Oh,
I don't even know what
that's
for.
That's the fucking one I think I see that just like...
And he goes, he was livid. He's like, look at this. And it was this big piece of paper with tiny little print all over. He's like, you can't read that. That's why they make it so small. He's like, but I read it. I got a magnifying glass and it says it may cause suicidal thoughts and depression. He's like, I'm fucking depressed enough as it is. I don't need no pill that's just going to make me feel a little bit better in one of the areas of my life and have to worry about 500 side effects that might happen that has actually happened.
And the thing is, I mean, those commercials are half a minute long, they're 25 seconds of fucking side effects.
Yep. And it helps my dad a lot, who suffers from hepatitis C. His numbers recently rose up again in his viral count, which is a bad thing. He was down to an undetectable level for quite some time after doing about 6 or 7 year regimen of herbal stuff like licorice root and cat's claw and all this weird stuff, milk thistle tea.
Well, you ever had snake root?
He told me, no, I haven't. He may have, but I went down there the other day and he said, speaking of eating, I've ate about 3 pounds of marijuana so far this year.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It's
about a pound a month.
Yeah. So he makes these batches of brownies. And granted, it's the leafier stuff that is not the buds. Yeah. But he grinds it up into a fine powder, almost like flour.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't make a butter or anything. He just puts it directly in there. So and then
You're heating, applying heat.
Yeah. So he is cutting them into 8 pieces, and it's an ounce. So he's like, each brownie has an eighth in it. And he eats 2 or 3 a day, every day. So that's like...
Has he thought about expanding beyond the brownies, though?
He feels better. He's thinking about maybe the tincture or stuff like that.
Well,
but
I mean experimenting with different types of
cooking
foods.
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe we'll make some spaghetti tonight.
But he'd have the problems that older people have. Have a sore back or something sore, sore bones. And he'd take a couple of Vicodin, which does make the pain go away. But then when you take a couple of Vicodin the next day, you got to take 3. Or 4.
Pretty soon you're taking 7.
And then you don't even feel it.
Then you can't even come off of
them. Yeah, so he stopped doing that.
Back down off of them.
So he stopped doing that and just started eating brownies every day. And he said he feels 100% better.
Well, that's awesome.
Now, this stuff here says...
If the pills would have helped him in the long term, then, I'm sure that would be the way to go. But, pills rarely.
Yeah. This propaganda book says the marijuana does not cure anything. Consumption of marijuana does not cure disease, but still, some people promote its use for medical treatment. For example, some people want marijuana to be available to those receiving chemo for cancer because they say it returns their appetite. They say, yes, THC does tend to stimulate your appetite, but there is no disease that is actually improved by the effects of marijuana. It says THC may help with symptoms of some diseases, but there are often other alternatives. Now, I have seen literature testimonials that state otherwise. I'm not firsthand, so I don't know whether it's true, but people have been cured of pancreatic cancer by taking large doses of not smoking marijuana, so it's not just some pothead trying to get stoned.
Yeah.
They're taking pills and stuff, and I've heard that it works.
Hide behind dumpsters smoking weed to get rid of your glaucoma or to help your glaucoma.
Yeah, this now says the National Eye Institute has stated that marijuana is not suitable for the purpose of treating glaucoma, as benefits were brief and the side effects of using the drug were dangerous for people with the condition.
How is that dangerous?
I don't know what the side effects are that they're talking about.
You might fall asleep.
Yeah, I guess so.
During a bad move, wake up and there's some fucking crappy old movie on.
Yeah, and now they're really grasping at straws for these last few. Marijuana caused destructive emotional changes. Personal productivity and self-confidence of a chronic marijuana user tend to be low. One study followed the activities of 49 Illinois students. First off, they're from fucking Illinois. What do they have to live for?
I know.
They had all been expelled from school for marijuana violations.
Well, of course you're going to have a bad apple sample group.
Yeah.
Bad apple sample.
They had attendance problems and dropped out of extracurricular activities.
But was it a behavioral change after they started smoking, or was that their behavior before they started smoking?
It says it was documented that a chronic marijuana user goes through emotional and behavioral changes, and it often results in less socializing with family and friends, abandonment of goals, but it doesn't say...
I think that's because they're more in tuned. And don't really want to play those BS social games.
Next says that it causes severe mental and physical effects, side effects.
Such as? No.
It says, according to a study published by the National Institute of Health, heavy use of high-potency marijuana was associated with a high number of psychotic episodes. Other studies have shown that young people who smoke marijuana regularly are 3 times more likely to think about committing suicide than, and that smokers may also suffer a greater incidence of major depression.
You know what makes us, me know that this is bullshit, is it's thinking of marijuana as like a one thing.
Yeah.
And marijuana isn't one thing. There's several different strains that do several different things, you know. Sure, some strains may make you a little bit more anxious. But, you know, maybe that's not the strain for you.
Dude, check this out. This is getting more laughable as we go. It says, physically, high levels of marijuana abuse have resulted in violent and repeated vomiting accompanied by severe stomach pain. To alleviate the pain, drug users sometimes spend hours in hot baths or showers, which seem to be the only remedy other than ceasing the marijuana abuse.
That's just trying to scare people who've never done it to give them something that they can relate to.
I don't
like vomiting, so I don't want to smoke weed.
Notice how I morphed into a retard voice there, yeah. George, because it's not me speaking this. The abuse of marijuana opens the door to various types of risky behavior. Perhaps the most dangerous of these is the effect marijuana has on one's ability to drive. Marijuana creates problems, both for the person who has just smoked the weed and for a chronic smoker. The drug causes difficulty thinking, problem solving, concentrating.
Driving is dangerous no matter what you're doing, you know, whether you're stoned or not.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you're in a fucking big old metal box. And the biggest danger, I've always thought, was other drivers.
Yeah.
You know, just
that's what my wife is afraid of.
Yeah,
she gets all giddy in the car, and I'm like, "Really, you don't trust me after all this time?" She's like, "I totally trust you. I don't trust all the other morons driving at us." In young people, marijuana was found to be associated with an increase in risky sexual behavior. Condoms were used. Condoms were used less frequently. There was a higher incidence of sexually transmitted diseases.
You know what, though?
It's a two stone to get it on, man.
If she smokes, she pokes.
Yep. And if she sucks, she fucks.
I would think more along the lines, like, if you're thinking gateway, right? I would think cigarettes would be a gateway to smoking weed.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't look at...
If she smokes, she smokes.
Yeah, if I see a person who smokes cigarettes, I'm more apt to think that they smoke weed.
Yeah.
Than if I see someone smoking weed, think that they're meth head.
Yeah, for sure. That makes totally sense. And then they're trying to tell you this is bad. Tell your kids there are many other safer, legal ways to have fun. Like the legal marijuana that they sell. No, just kidding.
Well, yeah. Well, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Or alcohol. I'm sure that's what they want to say their parents to say.
Now, here's what they say your kids are hearing. And they're claiming that this is the propaganda. But here's me talking in my normal voice. It's a natural herb. It's medicine. It calms you down. Being stoned is fun. It's not addictive. You get more creative when you smoke weed. You don't get hungover. Everybody's doing it, and it's not as damaging as alcohol.
Well, sometimes I do get a green hangover, I'll call it.
Ah.
When I just, you know, but...
You're just being a pussy.
I just wake up in the morning, and I'm like, holy shit, I smoked... And it'll put probably a lot of that cigarettes, you know.
And your eyes will be all sandy. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you just can't open your eyes. So in case any of you parents out there are worried that your kids might be abusing marijuana, here are some signs to look for. And it doesn't just have to be your kids. Maybe your coworkers are needing some help. Look for these signs. Red, bloodshot eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Euphoria. Unwarranted laughter. Bob and Tom potheads. Increase in appetite, especially for sweets.
Yeah, the only test you need is if your kid's coming home from school and wanting ice cream.
All right. Also an increase, difficulty paying attention or solving problems. Memory loss. Increased artificial sociability. What does that even mean?
What? Increased artificial sociability.
Is that an increase in imaginary friends?
Yeah.
And the increase in fake friends brings lowered inhibitions and poor judgment.
Lowered inhibitions doesn't make sense if you're also withdrawn.
Do you think Regis Philbin smokes marijuana?
Yeah.
Look out, kids. It could cause dizziness, drowsiness, sedation, slow movement, loss of ambition and motivation. Also, heavy consumption of high-potency marijuana can result in hallucinations, paranoia, panic attacks, or delusions. Now, I've heard of panic attacks, paranoia. I have never seen a actual hallucination whilst on weed.
Sometimes I'll see stars when I rub my eyes really fast.
Well, you can see stars by getting hit in the head with a bar on a cartoon.
I mostly see birds when that happens, little chirping birds. Yep.
That hurt. And here's the funniest one of all. Parents, luck out. If your kid has a bout of violent vomiting with severe stomach pains, just stuck him in a hot bath for hours because that's the only way you can relieve the pain.
That'd probably just make him shit the tub, wouldn't it?
Yeah. There's a band. They're good. You should check them out. If you haven't heard them, Hans, Tub Shitter.
Really?
You shit the tub.
Yeah.
Now, when a person becomes addicted to marijuana, there will be persistent personality and behavioral changes that can't be related to any other influences.
None at all.
No, there's just no, that's the end of it.
We're not going to tell you any of the changes.
Nope, that's just it.
There's nothing that could cause anything else.
Life goals and favorite activities may be dropped. The drug user may be withdrawn and secretive, and he may appear depressed.
Well, that's right there. There's like a million things that could cause any of those things.
It's almost like the weatherman.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we got a partial chance of showers with some sun in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s, but lows getting down to 35. It's like, wow. We were just going to get some pizza, and it was raining, and there was sun, and there was sun, a beam of sun shining down on pizza now, just illuminating it like a glistening piece of pepperoni.
They were cooking the rain away.
Yep. Now, in case you parents find out that your kids are smoking the weed, we're going to wrap this little part up here. There are solutions available for the problem of marijuana abuse by young people. First and perhaps most important, talk to your children about drugs like marijuana. One survey showed that children whose parents talked to them a lot about drug abuse were on meth.
Wow.
Just kidding. The people who talked to their children a lot were more likely that their children didn't abuse drugs. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
You know, they talk a lot because they're on meth. Take up one fact at a time. After providing information, let your child ask questions or voice their concerns without criticism.
Mm-hmm.
So if they say, dude, why can't I smoke weed?
Well, because this booklet says that it's bad for you. You may have violent vomiting and stomach craps that,
craps that cannot be solved by anything but a hot bath.
Yeah.
Try to have dinner with your kids 5 nights a week. The other two, just let them go hungry.
Wait a minute. How does this behavior stop drug use? Because
stability in the family.
Yeah, but I mean,
a national survey showed when children have dinner with their parents 5 or more times a week, their relationships with their parents are better, and this translates into less drug use.
Really?
What if your parents do drugs?
They're not even...
Look into the propaganda warehouse that came up with this, they're called Narcanon. Narc you off anonymously, and they will be bringing you more tools and educating your children. Don't visit www.narcanon.org because are pieces of shiznit. Just wanted to bring
that
to
That's hilarious,
light.
Man.
This is a snoop it. Snoop it.
You know what? The TACCast got some emails, too, and this one is a related one. It's from Canadian Pills. They have Viagra for men for $1.85
a piece.
Yep,
that's a lot.
And you could get Viagra for women is actually 97 cents. It's about half price.
And that just makes your clit really huge.
Yeah, I'm wondering what this diclofenac gel is though. It's $9, and that's like a discount. Huh. But I'm interested in this Arcoxia, which is 38 cents. Painkiller.
His coxie or our coxie?
Our coxie.
Wow.
And and so we got another one from Gord. And he says, offer a happy holy day. Buy watches, jewelry, and accessories in our shop. Christmas sale.
Huh. I couldn't afford Viagra. Neither could my wife. Hi-o. Speaking of weed,
where is a happy holy day? It says
that's when you're happy because there's holes everywhere.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah, So weed obviously sometimes can make you make bad decisions, or maybe people just make bad decisions on their own. A 35-year-old...
That's true. That's what it is.
A 35-year-old Mexican man was accused of hiding more than a ton of marijuana among bell peppers. The man's tractor trailer was pulled over for inspection at the Nogales commercial facility after crossing the border into Arizona from Mexico, when a drug-sniffing dog detected the presence of contraband. Investigators discovered 280 packages of marijuana, together weighing more than a ton, worth an estimated $1,068,000.
Wow.
They were hidden inside a shipment of bell peppers, and the drugs and the truck were seized, and the suspect, whose name was not released, was turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Homeland Security Investigation Agents. So that's hardcore.
I'm a fan of stuffed peppers.
Stuffed with weed?
Yeah.
I wonder
or
what that
some,
would be.
Or like. Some nice spicy rice or something with cheese in there.
Spicy rice and cheese.
I never discovered stuffed peppers.
Oh, not, cheese and rice, Dustin.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Shut the front door.
I might. Hey-o.
We were talking about things you say that are supposed to be like cussing, but you say it in front of your kids. It gets a little annoying sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I always say when you say it, though, you're thinking it, you know, obviously, and the other people are probably hearing you. And going and thinking the actual swear. So,
open the front door!
Open the front door! Oh, it is too.
Cheese and rice.
Yep.
So, yeah, hope you guys are having a good Friday. Any friends' birthdays you know of?
Yeah. What's today?
It's the April 12th. The April 12th.
I know the Dubrows.
The Dubrows?
Is that a...
Kevin?
Yeah. And the Dubrows, Dion and Brian, they had their birthdays in April.
Oh. Not sure if it's today, though, huh?
Lance's is coming up, right?
May, yeah.
May 4th? May 3rd?
We got a few celebrity birthdays today. Right. Do you know who John Kay is? He's a famous singer.
Oh, from Security and Numbers?
No. It's Mary's dad. Mary Kay. Just kidding. No, John Kay, singer of Steppenwolf.
Oh.
Which was my...
Ride.
Born to be Wild. That was my handle on the CB radio when I was a kid. Steppenwolf.
Nice.
How old do you think he is today? He's pretty old.
Oh, I thought you were about 11 when you were playing on the radio.
I was, but how old do you think John Kay is? He's the same age as my dad. Hint for you.
He's 69.
Yep. Bam. There you go. Also, David Letterman.
Oh, man. Birthday today. I'm going to go, geez.
And just for
67.
Wow, that was close. 66, and I do my birthdays. Great doo-doo. Job, I said doo-doo. I go from oldest to youngest as far as if I know their age. Mm-hmm. Also born today, Pat Travers of the Pat Travers Band. Former.
Well, he'd have to be up there. He'd be 65.
He's 59. That's a good guess, though. Yeah, he'll be 60 next year. So I guess 30 years ago, he was 30. As 80s, he was already kind of past. Well, not past his prime.
Well, he played at Woodstock, didn't he?
No. Oh. He came out in like 75, 76.
I don't know that much about Pat Travers.
Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden was his drummer. Yep. Also, home state rocker, older than I thought he was, the front man from Everclear, Art Alexakis.
44.
51.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a late bloomer. You know, he didn't even get signed until he was 38 or 39 years old.
Yeah, I still remember first seeing his picture on the Rocket when they got signed for their, what was it, $750,000 or something like that?
Something big like that, yeah. Well, and he had lived in L.A. for a while and was a heroin addict and overcome a lot of demons and moved up to Portland and had a pretty good bout of success there.
I saw him before they got big. They were one of the opening bands at... had a huge show at the Armory, and they were pretty rocking, and then they kind of got a lot more poppy.
Uh-huh.
You know, before they were a lot more raw. But, you know, I mean, what do you think about hometown pride on Everclear? Do you kind of embrace them, or do you kind of go like,
They're kind of, I embrace them because they did have a pretty good bit of popularity.
Uh-huh.
Most everybody knows who Everclear is when you see it, you know. Thought that it was kind of cool that the drummer from Wehrmacht was involved in it for a while.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was actually on a performance on David Letterman when Everclear was on David Letterman.
Why does it do that magic carpet ride almost makes me... I don't know why.
Dude, what a tie-in.
That song sounds like...
it's John Kay's birthday.
I know, but...
David Letterman's birthday. Art Alexakis, yeah. And I saw him on David Letterman, and then you said Magic Carpet Ride.
Yeah, but Magic Carpet Ride, that riff almost kind of is... It's kind of almost Santa Monica-ish by
Everclear. Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I think he was influenced a lot by 70s radio rock.
Oh, yeah.
And,
All right.
A little side note, that the bass player from Everclear, Craig Montoya, is the current bass player and vocalist for the Slayer tribute band from Portland called Live Undead with Jimmy Littlefield on drums. So,
you know, I would preferred that Helmet would have got bigger than they did.
Yeah.
And would have claimed the Paige Hamilton from Oregon.
Yeah, because he's a good musician, very well versed in his musical abilities.
Another on that video I sent you.
Oh yeah, I still haven't watched it.
The Postal Service.
Yeah, I got to check that out for sure. Yeah. But yeah, if Paige got more popular, then maybe his head would get bigger, and then he would need a bigger helmet.
Are you saying he has a big head, or he's full of himself?
All of the above.
Oh, okay.
Huge helmet. And his penis is big.
Hello.
I was watching.
Do they still play with the same drummer?
No, actually, that drummer is playing with Mike Patton in Tomahawk now.
Oh, really? Because yeah, I always thought, I mean, that was...
he's an excellent drummer.
He was the backbone of that band.
John Stainer.
Even as much as I enjoyed Paige Hamilton's riffs, I mean, I don't think it would have sounded the same... with any other drummer.
Nope. Well, now the drummers that they've had in the recent history are like, they emulate him and they play his style.
Yeah.
Because that is the sound of Helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And,
kind
of strange, though.
But what was the last one he played on?
Probably like...
Betty?
Maybe Aftertaste.
Aftertaste?
97. And then they broke up for
a while. Aftertaste wasn't bad.
And then they've had a few different drummers, and I watched a video. It was back from their heyday, though, when they still had that drummer, a live outdoor show. There's a lot of full concerts on YouTube right now that you can watch that are high-definition quality, and I've been watching them on the big TV.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. It's like having a concert station that actually plays just the bands that I like.
Yeah.
Like anyone from Celtic Frost to Napalm Death to Helmet, or when my friend Dan Dannon comes over, he wants to watch Jackal. And luckily, every time I tried to play a Jackal video, it said error code.
Oh, really? I was going to wonder if he played the chainsaw on other various songs or just the one.
That's just the one, I'm pretty sure.
So, like, they would always...
Rin, 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 rin!
Yeah. Hurry up and play the last song. And he's like, fuck you, I'm making you guys stay till the end.
Yeah.
Right? When they were local?
Exactly. It's like,
nope, you gotta stay till the end to see the chainsaw. You ain't leaving after the first song.
If I played that song now, you guys would all leave.
Yep.
Unless you paid $28 for a ticket.
I know. And thanks to our opening band, 7 Mary 3.
That played at every rock fest ever in Portland.
That's a pretty good. That would be a pretty good opening band for Jackal, 7 Mary 3.
Do you know where that name came from?
Which one?
7 Mary 3.
7 Mary 3, and they had 10.
Whoa. That is not it at all, but that's awesome.
Where do you think 10 little Indians came from?
Yeah, from your loins.
Oh!
You ever watch Chips?
Oh, yeah. With Chip Estrada.
Eric Chip.
Yep.
And John Chip. Anyway.
John Estrada.
That was either, I think it was either Ponch or John's call number when the dispatcher would call 7 Mary 3.
Oh, really?
Yep. 7 Mary 3 and 4. It was 7 Mary 3 and 4. We have a 211 in progress at the 7-Eleven. Too many numbers. Stop it. Please be advised, there are 20 of a 10-4. Good buddy, Roger, over now.
7 Mary 3, that's where that came from. Wow.
7 Mary 3 and 4. We have a 211 in progress at the 7-Eleven on 6th and 17th.
You get any more generic sounding than that band?
7 Mary 3. Oh, the sound of their band. Well,
come
3 Days Grace. I have become.
Was that what it was?
Cumbersome.
Down by the water's edge. Mm-hmm. That was their other
era. I think that was their only two songs.
Yeah.
They just had it's a two-song like, record.
Yeah.
It was just like, yeah.
Remember when everybody said Seven Mary 3 was, or not the Seven Mary, everybody said Silverchair was the next Nirvana?
Yeah. Well, they were kind of a ripoff of all those current bands.
And then Bush came out and it was like fourth string grunge 10 years too late.
Yeah, and I heard a weird thing that Dave Grohl said back in the day, like maybe before Kurt killed himself or maybe right after. And they were asking, do you see a lot of influence or hear a lot of influence in any current bands that you think have kind of maybe ripped off Nirvana or just really shown an influence? And he said that the band that he thinks sounds most like Nirvana is Bush. Dave Grohl said that back in like 95 or something like that. It was weird. I don't really, I mean, I hear a little bit of a little bit, but styles are different though, I think. Maybe
I was turned off by that douche ass.
Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
Well, because he's an English mate.
Yeah.
He thinks he's better than everybody.
They never really did anything for me.
Of course, Black Sabbath. Those guys were English blokes as well.
What's in Hans's city?
I think Hans is really stoked for the new Black Sabbath, more than he would admit, but he did admit that he was stoked.
Hans's CD player. It's always something cool because you know he's a player.
Oh, that was a quick ending. Today, Hans is listening to some old school. Well, it's not an old album, I don't think, but Melvins to me are old school, so he's rocking some Melvins. Mm-hmm. I've seen Melvins just posted as Melvins with no the. Mm-hmm. I've seen the Melvins, and then I've seen the in parentheses Melvins. Yeah. So I think they're just called Melvins, but he's listening to A Senile Animal.
Hmm. You are old.
I'm going to check that out. I'm curious myself. A Senile Animal. Could you imagine talking to a senile animal?
You'd have to be senile to talk to an animal, right?
Well, depends on if he was like a imaginary friend that you got too stoned and made something.
Or if
something
he was
up.
A bear.
Like the neighbor?
Yeah.
Or. By the way, thanks, Hans, for that bear joke that you gave me last year, because I still use it and I still get laughs.
Which one? Is that the rabbit wiping his butt with the bear?
No, I just say that I'm too much of a pussy to kill myself by, like, you know, shooting myself in the head.
So you'd go
I'd have to go out into the woods and just try to kill myself with a bear.
Go out with a bang. I have a question for Hans.
Hans.
Blue cheese or blue cheer?
I think he's going to say blue cheer.
Unless he really loves blue cheese.
Yeah, he may, but I doubt it. A Senile Animal was released in 2006. Cool songs like Blood Witch.
I'm a Blood Witch!
Here's a cool name.
Is that like a man witch?
Rat-Faced Granny.
Hmm.
Vast Filthy Prison.
Nice.
The Talking Horse, speaking of talking to animals.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's Mr. Ed.
It is.
A horse is a horse.
You know, I lent that Fecal Corpse to Jared, and he said he likes it.
He likes a Fecal Corpse.
Yeah, he liked the Fecal Corpse. He said it sounded like somebody, because I asked him, but I can't remember who it was. I can't remember.
Let's see what this Talking Horse is all about. Oh, it's not going to let me play it.
Oh, well. You and the Talking Horse?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to a horse?
Hey, Wilbur. Yeah, I talk to Wilbur all the time.
That Wilbur guy was kind of funny.
He was. And if anybody's
into...
He had
that funny neighbor, though.
He did. Anybody's into checking out some good thrash metal from Reno, Nevada. Actually, they're from Fallon, but they are kind of from Reno. I've been listening to Pain Clinic... Mm-hmm. Friends of the podcast there. Check those guys out. They got a documentary that's supposed to be coming out. My friend Dave Forsythe said that they are doing a screening at a theater somewhere there or something, showing their...
Jeron Jeremy's Theater?
I don't think so. It's probably an old theater, or maybe they're just doing it.
Every seat is sticky.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say taken, but yeah, sticky, that makes way more sense.
All right, this is what Jared said of the Fecal Corpse CD. He said it was pretty cool, kind of reminded me of Brutal Mastication.
Whoa.
Crossed with Cannibal Corpse.
I wonder what Brutal Mastication is.
I don't know. You don't know Brutal Mastication?
I have not heard of those guys.
Oh. Maybe I'll look up some Brutal Mastication, because we're doing with Brutal Truth.
That's today. And Brutal Truth is a movie, too, I found out.
Oh, really?
Sometimes I search for Brutal Truth on eBay or Amazon, and it'll come up the movie, which I've never even seen it before. But
did you see they're doing a Ween documentary?
I started to watch a little bit of that, and I saved it to watch later because you said that was the most excited you've got about band.
Yeah, but
footage.
It wasn't really that exciting. They're just acting gay.
Huh.
If that's a thing.
So you said you've been getting some sales on your bacon wristbands?
Yeah, I've sold a few. Cool. I've sold about half a dozen or so.
Huh. Did you know back in the day, like way back hundreds of years ago?
Way back.
When visitors would come over to rich people's house, it was a sign of wealth that they would hang their bacon up to show it off.
Hell yeah, dude.
And
I think bacon was their nickname, though. They just hang their balls out their trousers.
And that was a sign of wealth if you could bring home bacon.
Oh, bringing home the bacon, man.
That's right. That's where they cut. And then they would all cut off a little to share with the guests, and they'd all sit around and chew the fat.
Wow.
This is supposed to be true stories.
Yeah, I believe it.
Those guests would all sit around and chew the fat, and those with money had plates made of pewter. Food with high acid content caused some of the lead to leach onto the food, causing lead poisoning, death. And this happened most often with tomatoes, so for the next 400 years or so, tomatoes were considered poisonous. But I don't like poisons, and that's probably why.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Would you like to hear the bad company of Brutal Mastication?
Sure.
This is Brutal Mastication with Brutal Mastication.
All right. Here, you want this? Let's hear it. Pretty brutal. You got any information on these guys?
Just see the video cover.
You don't know where they're from?
Nope.
All right, well, it turned off, so that was cool.
Hardcore death metal.
Sounded like it.
Four likes, two dislikes.
Reminded me a little bit of like a Malevolent Creation kind of Florida-ish death metal of sorts.
Uh-huh. It's
pretty good.
Yeah. Hmm. A lot of two-minute songs.
Yeah, it's hard to go long when you're so brutal. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of Malevolent Creation a little bit.
Oh. What kind of creation is that?
Malevolent.
I'd have to look that word up. What's malevolent mean?
I'm not too sure. Mean and nasty, I think.
Ooh,
A mean and nasty creation. That's right.
That could mean a lot of things. You think that means the It clown?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nasty.
Yeah, you remember I was talking about lead poisoning a second ago?
Yeah.
A lot of times they used to drink lead cups to drink ale or whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
The combination would sometimes knock the imbibers out for a couple days.
Wow.
Someone walking along the road would take them for dead and prepare them a burial. They were laid out on the kitchen table for a couple of days, and the family would gather around and eat and drink and wait to see if they would wake up, hence the custom of holding a wake.
Wow.
Huh. And a lot of times they'd bury these people thinking that they were dead.
Yeah.
And then they would dig up the coffins later for something else because they'd have to reuse them. Yeah, scratch
claw marks.
Yeah. So they put a bell on them in case the dead came to life, and then they could ring the bell.
Yep. Ring the bell.
Dead ringer.
That's where Will Smith came up with that song, Ring My Bell.
I thought he stole that from a disco chick.
I don't know. He stole that one. You saw my blinker, bitch.
I love that video. It was just retarded drivers from everywhere.
Especially with that one fucking just... That one in the snow where the car just blows up.
Yeah. Retarded. So, yeah, we're going to have to try to get old... Debbie Starr in here on the show.
Heck yeah.
Sucks that Westy got let go. I don't know if we talked about that or not on any other episodes.
I'm not sure.
I don't think it happened before last week. I don't know if we knew about it before.
Yeah.
We might have talked about it on Friday's episode. Either way, sorry to hear that if you want a internship at the Tagcast, you can always.
Yeah, if you want to. Make some commissions on getting some money for the charity. That's available.
You could be like a Google checker, fact checker, coffee getter.
Cursor.
Yeah. Gay marriage advocate of the show.
Yeah.
Which I'm all for gay marriage. I think that if you're a human and you love someone, you should be able to marry them. I just don't think that gay divorce should ever be legal. Once you're married, that's it.
You don't think divorce should be legal?
Not for gay people.
Why is that?
Because they're gay. It's good enough. It's good enough that we let them get married in the first place.
All right.
It was a joke.
All right, I'll take it.
That was a joke, you guys. Please stop typing right
now. You know that they
press cancel on your email because I was just kidding.
A laughing contest is being brought to America.
Winners, Bob and Tom.
It could be. Yeah. There's a one, though, that they would not win, and that is the laugh that you have to get the audience. It's a contagious laugh contest.
Oh, you have to get them to laugh?
Yeah. Yeah, the one particular competition is judged by how loud
brown cowed.
How loud the audience laughs.
Is that the 5-minute mark? We got 5 minutes to go.
No, that means the Blazers lost.
Oh, dude, that's so last week.
I know. I still get those alerts, even though I don't even recognize basketball as a sport.
You don't?
No.
Wow.
This is, I don't know. It doesn't excite me.
Did it used to?
Hmm.
Have you conceded to the fact?
I don't know. It's hard as an Oregonian because you only have one fucking sports team professionally, so you almost have to. But then, you know, you realize basketball's not really that cool.
Have you conceded to the fact that sports are dumb? .com.
Nah, I don't know. I'm indifferent on it, really.
You are?
Well, sure. I mean, I like my teams and stuff. I like rooting them, and I like the camaraderie of that. I don't really end up watching many games, though. I'm really ADD when it comes to watching games. So I don't know if that kind of dismisses me from being a fan or not. But now you got people that just watch that Red Zone channel that just shows touchdowns anyway, and those are supposedly true fans. So I guess I've been a true fucking fan all this time.
Yeah.
And you guys have been on the short stick.
That Red Zone is kind of like the cum shot compilation of porn.
It is. It's like one of those 600 shots in 60 minutes. And then you think about it and you're like, holy shit, that's like one every 3 seconds or something like that. And then there was a day when they would like, you would order like 4 movies for $10 and then they would send you a VHS with the 4 movies all on one or something like that, right? With the porn.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Need to get them out of the back of those magazines. Or they had those send a self-addressed stamped envelope and $4 for pictures of my naked wife.
Yeah. And now, as of the last 10 years or so, they got those, like, 8-hour DVDs of porn.
Yeah.
It's not a movie. It's like 8-hour DVD. You get a 24-hour DVD collection of just...
Why not sell a 24-pack of, like, 2-minute discs? 2-minute movies.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Well, I know.
Well, maybe some... You might need to watch 2 clips.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, ADD. Yeah, they should put... Well, I guess that's what those 600 shots in 60 minutes is.
Yeah. Yep, that's ADD porn. Just get to the cum shot. Okay, done. All right, money. Okay, next shot.
When you don't have time on your lunch break.
So, yeah, we've been promising. I've been promising this for a while. We're going to get this wrapped up. It might even already be done since it's Friday now, but working on that TagCast wrap, we're going to try to get that out to you guys and hope that you guys can enjoy it. It's a funny little thing. And it's
the Square Dance rap.
Yeah, it is. It's the Square Dance rap.
Remember that song?
I do. It was Sir Mix-a-Lot, right? Same album as Buttermilk Biscuit.
The same guy, I think. Whatever happened to that guy?
It wasn't that Sir Mix. Oh, that was a different dude in his entourage. Is that what that was?
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot was the...
I like big butts and I cannot fly. But I don't remember.
It was after they went all big. Dude, the first album, the Swass was.
Oh, that's what it was, Swass.
Yeah. Let me wish your girlfriend the Swass like me.
We used to listen to that back at the warehouse when I worked out there.
Oh, yeah?
We'd listen to some Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Nice.
It was nice.
It was a good album, man. It was a strong album.
Yeah.
You know, for rap. I mean, I don't know if I'd. This Sir Mix-a-Lot as a favorite rapper, even.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me the other day, and I put Eazy-E and Shock G.
I don't know who Shock G
from Digital Underground.
Oh.
Humpty.
That's your two favorite rappers?
Yeah, that man. I like his voice. You know, the way he raps. He's got some good flow and some good rhymes.
What about Q-Tip?
Not very familiar with Q-Tip.
I only know one song from him because he was on the Beastie Boys' Ill Communication.
Mm-hmm. Well, those guys are good, but I don't know if I really call those guys solo rappers.
The Beastie Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, but I mean, I couldn't, like, go...
They never had a solo album.
Yeah. Dude, that would have been interesting, wouldn't it, though?
Ad Rock.
If they would have went, like,
album.
All Kiss on it.
Yeah. Well,
there was
like,
how many? Three?
Yeah.
All right.
MCA, Mike D... And Ad Rock.
Yeah. Adam Rock.
Yeah, because the other guy was Adam, too. Adam Yock.
Yep.
Adam Yock and Ad Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to go by MCA, which is Master of Ceremonies Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three MCs and we're on the go. Shadrach, Abednego. Oh, I don't think I ever asked you. You know the song Ice Cream Man by Van Halen?
Yeah.
Stop me when I'm passing by. Okay, what does he say when I got Cuba, Banana, Nicks and Cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man. So we Googled it because we listened to it like 20 times over when he goes, Be-bop-a-doop, Nicks and Cups. Because he does one of those.
Is that what he says? Be-bop-a-doop-bop?
No, on the Google thing it says Bim-bop-banana-pop.
Bim-bop-banana-pop?
In a Dixie cup.
What?
I used to think it said Pink
was
Lemonade.
Was that confirmed?
No. Well, it was on all the lyrics site, like lyricsa2z.com and lyricsfreak.com. But then I looked up the original version by an old black dude named John Brim, and he said, I got Ice Cream Sammy, Dixie Cup, which he's not saying Ice Cream Sammy. I'm thinking that David
Lee
Roth
maybe he is.
Boobop-a-dee-bop. He does a bim-bop-a-dee-bop. Kind of like
it starts with a B, obviously a B, right?
I got boo. Well, he kind of goes, I got bebop, and then he
I
does
got
the
ice cream Sammy's.
I thought he said pink lemonade, Dixie cups.
I'd have to hear it again to know what I thought that he said.
So, any listeners out there familiar with the ice cream
I'm probably just
song?
Like,
I think he says bebop, and then another version said,
just
I got
having an asthma attack. <there? laughs>
Well, he does that. A lot like the David Lee Roth
like
pterodactyl.
Like the Deliverance.
Squeal like a pig. You sure do got a pretty
squeal
order.
Like a Roth. You think he ever shouts at Roths?
Who?
He should.
Who? David Lee Roth?
Yeah. Dude, you know what? I was watching Undercover Boss the other day, and for the second straight episode, the guy was called out by one of the employees and wasn't still undercover.
Undercover Ross.
Undercover Ross.
Or Roth's Dress for Less, featuring CPR master David Lee Roth. DLR, EMT. CPR, IDK, LOL. We must be getting close to the end here, aren't we?
I don't know what's going on.
It's Friday. We're going to go out and party. I can't decide what I want to do Saturday. There's so much stuff going on. Stick around after the show for the plugs. You're going to got to...
When was the last time you had some fries?
French ones?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while.
Did you ever buy into the whole Freedom Fries thing?
Nah, I hate the
What
French.
About Freedom Toast?
No, I like Freedom Kissing, though.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I like...
Freedom Ticklers?
I like Freedom Whores and Freedom Maids.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I bought my wife a Freedom Maid outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about those a Freedom Cinnamon Roll?
Freedom
Vanilla.
Freedom Toast?
Yeah.
Freedom Vanilla Ice Cream?
Mm.
Captured him. Hell, I freed him. All right, thanks you guys so much for listening. It's Friday. Go out and either go to a comedy show or go to a metal show, because there's a couple metal shows going on in Eugene and Tangent, I believe.
Or go to an animal shelter and wave your dick around.
Exactly. That's what I always do on the weekends. I go to animal shelters and wave my dick around.
Yeah. Not at the dogs, at the employees.
And then just see if the dog will get his lipstick out.
Yeah.
And he can rub it on a lady's lips. Potato rise up from a Pizza Now commercial. I can't think of anything that rhymes with commercial.
Herschel.
The pizza shows up about a quarter after 9. Will I get a taco or a porcupine? Sorry, Floyd. You're pink.
He could be a different color every day because he works at a paint shop.
Black Floyd. Orange Floyd. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you on Monday.
I need some red paint with a high overcoat.
Red Floyd.
Rock on.
White Floyd. Black Floyd. Hello, Taggots. Looking for something fun to do? You should be, because sitting at home's not fun always. Only sometimes. So here's some shows coming up that you should go enjoy. Saturday, April 13th, Lidless Eye making their debut in Tangent. At the Dixie there with Catechus and Choke the Silence. It's a 9 o'clock show. It's 21 and over, and it's free. If you're not in that area and you happen to be in Eugene, check out Crimson Guardian with Nuclear Salt. Not to be confused with Nuclear Assault. And Zero Season, they're at John Henry's, which I guess is slowly turning into a sports bar. But that's April 13th, also 9 o'clock, probably a few dollars cover charge there. And if metal is not your cup of tea, then go down to the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing at the City, 2222 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Eugene. Five finalists trying to make their way into the finals. Go cast your vote. April 19th and 20th at Stump Fest. I should be there, but I probably am not going to. But ton of cool bands like Diesto, Satan, featuring Travis from Yob, and the drummer from Norska. Norska will also be there. Lord Dying, Floor, which I've heard, and they are good, and many more. That's at Mississippi Studios in Portland. It's a two-day thing, so get your tickets now for that. Check out information online. Sunday, April 21st, it's the third annual Doug Benson 420 show at the Wow Hall, always a day late. Tickets are probably 10 or 15 bucks or somewhere around there. Check it out. The Wow Hall will have information for you. Also at the Wow Hall, Thursday, April 25th, it's No Means No. And if you don't catch that show, they'll also be in Portland on the 26th at the Hawthorne Theater. Sunday, April 28th at Sam Bond's Garage, my first time doing comedy there. Bleepin' Funny with your host, Leanne Jashaway, who just recently hosted the comedy competition. I think Seth Milstein will be doing a set there and a bunch of other people. It's PG-13 or TG-13, if you will. Bleepin' Funny, a clean comedy show. It's 8 p.m. It's free. It's 21 and over. It's April 28th, and that's on Blair Boulevard. May 4th, more comedy coming to Eugene. Amy Schumer at McDonald Theater. She recently got signed on by Comedy Central for her own 30-minute show, so congratulations to her. And if you're not in Eugene, or if you just plain old like the whitest kids you know better than Amy Schumer, you should head up to Portland at the Hawthorne Theater. That's May 4th. They'll be up there. I've been watching those guys the last couple weeks, and they are hilarious. Also, big names coming to the Baghdad Theater, big names in comedy. Jay and Silent Bob, May 9th. That's at the Baghdad Theater in Portland. They'll be doing their thing on the same stage I've told jokes on several times, so that's kind of cool. Bill Cosby also coming to Portland on May 11th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Who else is coming? Hypocrisy, if you like death metal, May 15th with Chrissian Aborted and Starkill. That's at Bronx in Portland. Don't forget May 18th, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, and about three other bands that are hard to pronounce, but I'll skip that. Wonder Ballroom, I'm going to try to be there. Primus will be at the Cuthbert Amphitheater in Eugene on May 24th. Lots of good shows coming up. May 28th, Bolt Thrower and Benediction, two old school bands from across the pond, are invading Portland at the Star Theater with local crust gods Hellshock opening the show. May 28th, we've been talking about this band. Didn't know they were coming. They should be playing with Korn and Meatloaf, but they're not. It's Cake at the Doug Fir Lounge. Also coming up in June, we got Tracy Morgan in Portland and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. So we'll tell you more information about those shows because they're not until June, which is the month we'll be taking the podcast on the road to Portland. Thanks for listening, you guys. Go out and do something fun. Then get home and listen to the Tagcast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com.